I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. ArtReach is a Toronto-based organization dedicated to funding artists and community organizers to serve the underrepresented youth in the city. Since 2004, ArtReach has helped organizers develop events and initiatives ranging from theater, writing, podcasting, and film to financial literacy and self-care workshops. Throughout the summer of 2021, the organization continues to fund a variety of virtual workshops and events, continually working towards serving Toronto's diverse communities online. Today, Program Manager Ali Harvey discusses ArtReach's programming, how the organization adapted to digital during COVID-19, and what is next for future events.
We were formed in 2006. We were a government response to the Summer of the Gun in Toronto from 2005.
The Summer of the Gun in Toronto was when the city saw 25 gun-related homicides from June to September in 2005.
Basically just the need to put money into arts programming for youth in Toronto and really build professional development capacity, offer skill building workshops, get youth prepared to run programming in their communities. They were already doing this. They just weren't funded. So we came in, we offer grants, workshops, kind of pieces around that. We started as a 3-year pilot project and, this year is our 15th birthday. So 15 years later, we're still providing grants, workshops, mentorship, kind of all of those pieces still.
Programming is based on what the youth are interested in, as well as finding opportunities to fill in the gaps for projects that would have been financially inaccessible, according to Harvey.
We have kind of a roster. We've run, I think, workshops on at least 60 or 70 different topics. There's some key ones that we always run again and again that are always needed. Grant writing, financial management, kind of project management, program design. Those are always relevant. Kind of just look at what other folks are doing in the sector, what youth are asking me for. If I get a lot of emails over a couple months being like, I need help designing this program or designing my program or this, then we're like, I think youth need a program design workshop. So we run one of those. Sometimes we put polls out on social media. But all day, every day, I'm kind of talking to the people who would be participants in our workshops. So I've got a pretty good sense of what youth kind of need in the moment.
She says diversity and inclusion have been part of ArtReach's mandate since the beginning.
ArtReach has always been an organization built to serve underserved youth in whatever capacity that is. If it's racialized youth, youth with disabilities, LGBTQ youth, all of that. That's just always been part of our mission, vision, values. There are so many barriers to accessing high quality arts opportunities, especially for marginalized youth. They could go to OCAD, they'd have to pay tuition, they could go to U of T Arts. It's just, there's not a lot of accessible programming for marginalized youth in Toronto. So we aim to kind of fill that gap. The projects we fund fill the gap in services.
While previous grants were offered for in-person events exclusively, the organization was forced to switch to virtual during the first COVID-19 lockdown in March 2020.
Yes, good times. I like that we can now talk about it as if it's something that's almost in the past. So COVID hit in March. About 1 month before that, we had had our grant deadline where all of the applicants applied to us as if they were going to be able to run in-person programming that summer. We approved folks and everything was locked down. So in terms of our granting program, we just gave a lot of flexibility. We let people experiment. They had proposed to run an in-person painting series. We gave a lot of space for folks to try to experiment with, maybe we can go virtual with this and we'll deliver supplies to our participants instead of having us all gather in one space. So there was just like a lot of flexibility around our funded projects in terms of being able to adapt them to virtual delivery or postpone entirely. A lot of youth just were in a rough spot financially, health-wise, pieces like that. So a lot of our grantees just kind of hands up, we're not trying this year, it's too tough, and postpone programming. In terms of our own workshops, we typically run about 6 workshops a year and do them in person from June to December. We obviously weren't able to do that. So we ran digital workshops, and we developed a series called Creating Engaging Virtual Spaces, where we basically outlined to our participants how to run online programming so that they knew how to adapt their programs or develop brand new digital programs, because realistically, most arts programming happens in person. So we developed a whole new workshop series on, how to run online programming, and just ran all of our sessions online this year.
As some restrictions loosen, Harvey says there are opportunities to offer hybrid sessions through virtual and in-person.
Yeah, so for our funded projects, our grantees, I've seen a lot of hybrid programming where they're going to run some sessions in person in the park, maybe if it's safe. Now that things are open indoors, I'm seeing more touch points where they're meeting at community centers or community spaces, and then having also virtual components to their programs. For ArtReach, we've decided for the rest of 2021, we're just going to run all of our workshops online. We don't know where people are at with vaccines or what they're feeling comfortable with. Knock on wood, we don't get this fourth wave they keep talking about in September, but we didn't want to plan in person anything and then have to scramble to run it virtually. So for ArtReach ourselves, we're continuing just doing online delivery for the rest of 2021, and then we'll reevaluate for 2022.
Several of the summer events are organized by 2021 grantees who Harvey says created these programs and are the ones that best understand the community interests and needs. Examples include podcasting for Filipino youth and a program for Black storytellers.
Yeah, so these are all of, I think what you're referencing is on our Instagram page, all of our funded projects that we're highlighting. Yeah. So these are all of our 2021 grantees. So they developed the programs themselves, rooted in their own communities, and they applied to us for funding. And this is just coming from the genius of these community organizers, these youth, and is just coming from their own communities.
Once restrictions loosen and more in-person opportunities are available, Harvey says ArtReach will still stream events online. This way, all events and programming remain as accessible as possible.
I think we'll move back to hosting in-person workshops for like our 6 workshops a year. We did get a really positive response about how accessible it is to offer workshops online, though. We serve the entire city of Toronto, Etobicoke, Scarborough, North York. When we run in-person programming, we try to pick spots like out in the Four Corners, not just downtown. But still, if we pick a Etobicoke spot, that's not very accessible for Scarborough youth. So I think, and I can't promise this yet, but I think we're going to try to run them in person, but also stream them on Zoom or record them in some way so that they are still accessible the way that digital programming is, saving folks on having to take the night off of work or pay for transportation or childcare coverage, pieces like that, or for youth with disabilities where it's not accessible to come out. So I'm hoping actually we were able to do sessions kind of hybrid in person and online. In terms of what our grantees do, that's up to them. It's, they know their communities better than I do. So I'm assuming we're going to, moving forward, see a mix of both in person and online and hybrid programming. I don't think online programming is going to go away after all of this.
I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.